Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listen, guys, I know beards and stubble are back in style these days, but so is manscaping. So get your act together down there, if you're into that kind of thing. And if you are cleaning up your man forest, it's absolutely essential that you take care of your skin. That's why Max for Men has a whole line of male shaving products that you can use all over your body, even your face. They make shave cream, aftershave balms, and colognes that not only smell great and condition your hair and skin, but are pheromone infused, so you get that extra dash of sex appeal. So if you want to look sharper and increase that natural magnetism of yours, check out maxformen.com. That's the number 4, and support the people who help keep Sex with Emily free. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter at Sex with Emily, and you can also buy my new iPhone app, Kegel Camp. I've been getting so much response. People are actually doing their Kegel exercises because, you know, when you do an app, you don't know. Like, I'm hoping everyone will do their Kegels because it's so important for better sex for men and women. And people are actually, not only are they downloading it, but they are emailing me suggestions, how to improve it, that it's changed their life. So you should check that out. Today's show, we will be reading your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some topics include fantasizing to orgasm. A woman writes in about fantasizing to make herself orgasm, sex toys for men, sex in the shower, and erection issues, plus sex in the news and all about lube. We're going to get into some lube later, some lube tips, the best lubes, why you need to use lube. And I'm here with the White Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Oh, my God.
What has happened since we did our
last... In 24 hours?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to one of my best friends. Her name is Dorka Keen. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in the environment at all, she just wrote a book called Eco Amazons. And it's all about women who are doing amazing things for the environment. And you can check it out. And I threw her a book party last night. And my friend Adina was there. And she's like a nutritional chef. And she's a holistic chef. And she's going to do – I'm going to do like a cleanse with her, like a 5-day cleanse where I just cleanse all my bad stuff out. I'm going to just drink juices and I'm going to be probably cranky and hungry. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be great.
I love when you're cranky.
Yeah, you love that shit, right?
Yeah, it makes it pleasant.
Yeah. but nothing – I'm trying to think. I went to this party. Like, my whole cabin crew was there. Oh,
your
I might go to the cabin
crew.
This weekend because it's Memorial Day. So I might go up to the cabin.
Oh,
for 24 hours only.
No.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I found out I have Monday off.
Yeah, of course. It's a holiday.
I usually just work on holidays anyways.
I know you do. What are you going to do?
I'm probably going to get my car serviced.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I need to get a car wash.
Get stuff done.
Yeah.
Car
Any
wash?
Dates? Any dates or anything?
No dates. I have so many things that I have to get. Because, see, the thing is what's going on with
me. You have to start having more sex.
No. I'm going to have sex and all that stuff just after May 5th. Because at my
June 5th.
June 5th, sorry. After my at my other job, we throw a big concert every year, and it's with like 35 bands. It takes us like 2.5 months to prepare for this thing, like every day. So every moment that I'm not here doing sex with Emily, I'm working on this concert. You know, there's a lot of aspects of it. We do mobile apps. We're doing all these ticket giveaways. I'm driving all around our area and just handing out tickets to people. It's just like every waking moment.
I didn't get a ticket.
Would you like a ticket?
Is it a free ticket or is it like a...
Yeah, I'm sure I can get you a free ticket. There's going to be Snoop Dogg, The Strokes.
Oh, I love The Strokes.
Linkin Park, okay. Cage the Elephant.
When is it? May June 5th.
June 5th.
Okay.
Yes, it's on the Sunday.
You know my birthday is June 2nd.
What?
Yeah, it's soon.
Oh my God, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I should have a party, right?
Yeah.
Last year, I just had a party with girls, remember?
Uh-huh.
But this year, I'm like, well, maybe I could do a party, but it's kind of late. It's in like a week, right?
Yeah.
Or like less than a week. It's like next Thursday. It's a week... From yesterday.
You have to do something on June 3rd.
I'm going to see the dead, or what's left of them, the Grateful Dead.
Are you serious?
Shoreline. Because my friend came in from New York, and we're going to see them.
Oh, my God.
Whatever they're called now.
So, no. Yeah, it's the Grateful Dead, I guess, still.
No, but, yeah. But they call themselves something else.
Oh, really?
I don't really know what.
I don't know.
So I am going to Shoreline, which is kind of far.
Wow. Well, that's where our concert is, too.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to go 2 days in a row. But thanks for the free ticket anyway.
You're welcome.
But what I really want, you know, is the ticket, the big coveted ticket. Outside Lands Festival.
Oh.
You're going to hook my ass up. So anyway. So
I'm going to have to do a lot of sexual favors to get those tickets from somebody.
Okay. Whatever you got to do.
True.
And then what about our friend that, your friend, the DJ that I kind of dated, he emailed me about his party that you're.
Oh, yeah. So Friday, he's having a going away party.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm DJing there. I'll be there. Okay. I'm DJing for like an hour.
I was thinking maybe I'd go. Would it be fun?
Yeah. It's probably going to be like crazy packed.
Oh, and I don't like that.
Everyone's going to be super wasted.
Yeah. I've done that. I can do the super wasted part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all. And then things are, I'm trying to think what else. Just did this book party last night and lots of stuff coming up. My book coming out in September. We're going to do a big book party for that.
Mm-hmm.
People can pre-order it on my website. You can do that.
So tell me what's really going to happen at this cabin for 24 hours.
I really think, okay, honestly, that's so not – okay, so we take a boat to the lake. Or no, we hike to the lake, and we have like –
You hike? How long is the hike?
Hike is like just a half hour.
Oh, my God.
And it is my ex-boyfriend's cabin, so I know you assume that we're having sex. And we have over the years, but we don't. It's all just like friends. And we're going to probably have some alcohol and barbecue, and it's going to be beautiful. And it's in the country, and like there's no internet. It's perfect.
No internet?
No interweb. Nothing.
Is there cell service?
A little bit. Not much.
Oh, man.
Don't
it sounds like
care.
A nightmare.
I need to... I need... For you.
Why? What?
I need to unplug.
Why? What's
I
going
know.
On?
I just need to unplug.
I know we're doing the show and all these things, but you know what?
It's a lot. 5 days a week is a lot. Love it. Dream.
Yeah.
Dream. But, yeah, I just need to just go away. And then... I had that date the other night, you know, and I didn't hear from him. So I think my when he said to me at the end of the date, are we going to go out again? I'm like, yeah. And I haven't heard from him, which is good because now I don't have to reject him. So anyway.
So what's the next prospect?
No prospects.
No?
So.
Wait, didn't you say something about another blind date or something like that? Or am I getting all mixed up?
No, I don't have another blind date. I have the guy that I've been dating for a while, whatever, he's out of town, and no,
he was C-blocking.
He was C-blocking. He was jealous. He admitted it. He goes, I think I'm just really jealous.
Uh-huh.
And that was fine, because it's good to express jealousy.
Uh-huh.
Jealousy's going to happen. And but there's no one else. I'm trying to think. No.
That's it?
We got to bring in some new meat.
Yeah.
Should I date online? So this guy called me yesterday to pitch a new dating website he wanted to talk to me about and see if I profile. But I haven't checked it out yet, so I'm not really going to say anything, but... Why should, maybe I should date online.
Well,
maybe that would be interesting.
My friend, she's dating online.
And?
And, well, one of them's having a lot of success. And the other one went on a date with somebody like 2 times and then it just went somewhere. I think, and what I heard too, is that I think they pay a lot of people to go on dates with these people.
What do you mean?
Didn't you hear about that? where new companies to make it sound good and like tell people like, oh, I met this awesome person. They pay people to go on dates with people on the website.
That is so sad. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. That's going to happen to me. I'll be like, oh my God.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah, I'll come in. I'll be like, I met my man. He's charming. He's amazing. And then I'll find out that he was paid to date me. And then I'll shoot myself in the head because that is really depressing. Someone had to be paid to go on a date with me.
Yeah.
It's like what my brother used to tease me. Like, you know the dad pays everyone to be friends with you?
No, but it's just they're trying to make their business. They're trying to make their business, you know?
Yeah, but that just seems wrong and misleading. And who could ever trust them again, that dating agency? But I think that was like a rumor.
No.
Like your friend's having success. Was she on Match or Nerve or something?
Match, yeah.
Okay. And she's...
Just dating a bunch of guys on Match.
People do it. They hook up. My friend's been doing it for years.
But I don't know. I think the whole online dating thing is, I guess it's Facebook these days, too. I hate to bring everything back to Facebook, and we talk about Facebook every single day, but I can break down the math for you on Facebook. I'll bring in the chart of just like how much time people spend on there. And it's actually more women spend time on Facebook than men.
Really?
So if you are looking for a man... You know, there's a lot of opportunities there.
You find
out everything. We say it's a good and bad. You find out everything about that person. You're like, oh, I like how that person looks. Let me see if they're single. Okay, they're single.
Right.
Oh, I get to see how far away they live from me. Am I willing to go that far to hang out with this person?
True.
You think about all these things before you even, you know, say you like their photograph or message them.
Some guy messaged me yesterday and he said, hi, I just came across your picture on Facebook and I was wondering. I was reading it to, I think, Kelsey, my intern. I was saying, he's like, I know we don't know each other, but would you like to go out sometime? Let me know what you think. And then we had like a few mutual friends in common and they were people that I didn't know really.
Yeah.
So then there was nothing I could say. And then I couldn't see his profile and I don't think I'm going to go.
Oh, he's blocking profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But he randomly messaged me. So I guess
Creeper.
People do use that. But what is he going through? All of his, how does he come across my picture on Facebook?
Well, a lot of times you'll be suggested friends.
Oh,
and people will suggest like, oh, you should be friends. Or, when they visit somebody else's profile page on the side, you'll see a bunch of people.
I see that.
And then they go, oh, that person looks hot. I'll click on that over there.
Is that what you do? Do you ever do that?
What? Visit on other people's pages?
Like, do you ever go, oh, that person looks hot. Like, I'll recommend her. I'll request her as a friend if she's hot.
Well, yeah, if it's under suggested friends, because it'll be like, oh, you have 150 mutual friends. And it'll be like some hot chick. I'm like, who the hell is this? And
right. I've never seen her before. How do I know this hot chick that we
have? So then I'll click on that and I'll see that they're just some club whore that I don't want to talk to.
Exactly. Can I tell you what's annoying about Facebook? Okay. This is what really bugs me and I feel like you can't do anything about it. When you're on Facebook and on the right-hand column, it'll just pop up and say like, look at so-and-so's vacation photos.
Yeah.
And it's always like my ex-boyfriend. Or it's always like my ex-boyfriend that pops up. Like they randomly suggest people on the right-hand side.
Oh, it's not random, honey.
It's pages you look at the most.
Yep.
So it's so annoying. And I'm like,
you're stalking the most. That's why, like, when you log in, you see all the people on the left side. That's the people's pages you visit the most.
So I used to stalk these people. I don't stalk them anymore.
Because now you figured out, like, oh, my God, they know.
So now I don't want them to pop up anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything about it.
Well, don't worry. Like, when other people visit your page... And they see all the people on the side. It's not the same people that you see when you log in.
Right. No, I know. No one can see that I stalked my boyfriend and ex-boyfriend, and that's why his picture comes up all the time. But it's annoying. I just wanted to point that out. it is, because I'm like, oh, there he is again. I'm so sick of him. I'm so over him.
I think you can block that under settings.
You know what I need to do? Start stalking other people that I actually want to see their pictures.
Yeah.
And then they'll trump the old people that I stalked.
I mean, that's a lot
not
to
that
catch
I
up
stalked.
To.
I'm just saying, I didn't stalk, but you know when you're dating someone, you go to their page, you're like, who are they friends with now?
Uh-huh.
Who's this girl? Come on, you do that.
No, I don't.
Oh, man.
I use that app, Hootsuite. It's my favorite.
Okay, that's what we're going to do, too.
Yeah, I use Hootsuite. It updates all my social networks.
So you never actually log on to Facebook?
I do during 2 hours a day before I get here because I do a solo show by myself, a music show, and I interact with a lot of listeners there. So I am logged in during that time.
Got it. All right, well, let me get into some Sex in the News.
Okay. Can you put the microphone just a little bit closer?
Yeah.
See, we're live now, so I have to tell you that live.
I know.
And
okay.
I can't cut it out.
Are we really live? We are live now.
We're live. There's live video of you right now on sexwithemily.com. And then so when people listen to this podcast, they can actually go there and then see the video.
See me flipping.
If we have the site up yet. I mean, we're recording it. We're doing a lot of testing.
I know. It's kind of hard to explain. Like, we're doing testing. How do you explain that?
We're testing all the video streaming
right
stuff. So we don't know by the time, actually, if you hear this podcast, that the video will actually be up there. But you've been doing some home videos. They have this embarrassing video of me on your couch.
Yep, and I'm doing a bunch more videos that are going to be posted at the end of the week.
Oh, what happened to your flip cam? You had the flip cam story yesterday?
Oh, my God. So yesterday I poured an entire bottle of water, mm-hmm. opened in my purse, and my flip camera is dead. And I'm
it's
so
done?
I use it all the time, and I love it. It dried it out. It doesn't work. It's like, do you have a camera for me?
Yeah, I have a camera.
Like what?
I have a Canon that you can use.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's good video?
Yeah.
It's
awesome
good
video.
Flip? Okay.
Way better than Flip.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it little?
It's like that big.
Okay, because I need it. I need it. Okay, but let me give a shout out to our advertisers, Adam and Eve. Love Adam and Eve. We actually are going to be talking about some sex toys today. And Adam and Eve, sex toys, lubricant, since we're going to get into lube later, you can go there. You can go to adamandeve.com, put in coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off any item plus 2 adult free DVDs and free shipping and all the toys you want in the world you can find on adamandeve.com because they're awesome and we love them. All right, sex in the news?
Yes, what do you
think?
Oh, there's somebody new that came out from Little House on the Prairie saying that she dated Arnold Schwarzenegger when she was 16 and he was 27.
Come on.
Yes.
She was on Little Who?
I don't know, one of the actresses. Little House on the Prairie.
She just trying to get her 16. 15 minutes of fame back, or why?
Yeah.
Is she admitting
well,
right
apparently
now?
She also said that Arnold Schwarzenegger paid her before the election to not say anything because I guess it was kind of out there that they were hooking up, and they were hooking up. They said between like 89 and 1990.
16 years old.
No, 10. So they dated for like 10 years.
So that would be illegal.
Yeah.
For him to be sleeping with her. How about these women who are married to these men and they just find out they're such cads and they just dump them? Like, I don't know. I mean,
well, more
like,
power to them that she's like, look, I ain't taking none of this crap. And then she just dumps them right away.
And she has, right?
Yeah, that's, she has. She still hasn't filed for divorce just because, again, I told you yesterday that she's just building this like crazy. She's putting all the dirty laundry out there, I think, to make him look bad.
Right. I'm sure. She's probably like, I don't want to take this.
Because I'm sure she'll just get... I mean, she's just going to get the same amount of money anyways when she gets a divorce. But I guess she just wants to drag his name through the mud be like, screw this guy.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you're married to me for so many 20-something years they've been together, right? And then you find out all this stuff.
Well, the, also...
Maybe you should just do background checks on someone before you marry them.
Yeah.
Always.
Get a private investigator. They also said that people are upset because he used security detail to get some of these chicks in and out of hotels. Like, they would say scantily clad women would leave his hotel and they'd be escorted by police officers.
Wow. Sounds like JFK.
Yeah.
When he was president.
Don't they JFK is the man. Like, I ain't going to say nothing about him.
They all, and Clinton used security to get Monica Lewinsky back into his room in the White House. So
yeah.
That's what they all do. Powerful men. They have security and therefore they can cheat more readily.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Okay, so sex in the news. Would you sleep with a $56 condom? This is for the woman who sleeps with men who use condoms that cost a little more than a bottle of Grey Goose. Naked Condoms is the brand, were invented not for safety or comfort, but straight up elitism. That the last few years. A number of companies have sprouted up seeking to cater to the luxury condom buyer.
What?
There's the original condom company and Sir Richard's condom company, but Naked is the most luxe. A 12-pack of Naked condom retails for a whopping $56 or just less than $5 per condom.
What? Where do you even get these?
It doesn't – online probably or wherever. But, I mean, I understand like Jimmy Jane, one of my favorite sex toy companies. Like they make amazing, beautiful sex toys, and they're a little more expensive and they're totally worth it. Wow, 56 on a condom that's going to last 18 minutes, maybe 6 minutes, depends who you're with, and then you're going to throw it away.
Damn.
It's a lot of money. Would you buy those condoms? I guess it's a status symbol.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
Condoms are expensive anyway.
I mean, if it does anything extra, then yeah, I guess. I mean, does it give me a blowjob?
It doesn't do anything, exactly. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do. It says it's not about comfort. It's not about anything. It's just about elitism. Like if you see a bottle of Grey Goose next to a bottle of like that bad vodka that they sell, like that all the homeless people drink.
Yeah, the UV vodka.
Yeah. So if you see like Grey Goose on someone's shelf and you're like, oh yeah, Grey Goose. So I guess it's like that. They're trying to have that certain cachet, you know. But speaking of condoms, something just popped in my head, and I'm just going to share it.
All right.
So women, this is for men. This is a tip. So, and maybe I know who did this, but I was dating a guy that years ago, and we were in a long-distance relationship, and I kind of knew that he was seeing other women or cheating. I mean, we were committed, but I just didn't quite trust him. And so he'd come visit me, and he always had these condoms in his and I'm not a snooper, I'm just going to say.
All right.
I'm going to preface it by saying that. But he had his dob kit, you know, his toiletry kit that he would carry when he'd come visit me. He lived in L.A.
Yeah.
And he would have condoms in there, but I always noticed he always had, like, these same three condoms in his, like, thing. And then, like, next time he visited me, they were gone. Like, the three condoms.
What?
So I, like, condom counting. And they were gone. And
did
so
you
I
say knew, anything about it?
I didn't, but I was just like, okay, clearly he slept with three chicks. Or one chick three times because those condoms are gone.
Yeah.
And they were always there. And so women.
And you never say anything.
And I've also noticed how many condoms. Like, okay, I've noticed if I'm sleeping with a guy consistently, like, you know, like he has condoms next to his bed and he pulls out the condoms. And eventually, if he just bought, like, let's say I'm with a guy and he just bought a pack of condoms, like, women count condoms. Let me just say that. So, and if I'm wrong, email me. If you're a woman and you've counted your guy's condoms, we kind of do this, not on purpose, but I'm like, oh, you just bought a jumbo pack, and it's gone a week later, and I've seen you once. Where'd all the condoms go?
Oh,
so
I know that.
Hide their condoms. You know that women count condoms?
Yeah. That's why you have to... Dude, we're smart, too.
No, you're not. That's smart.
No. That's why you put the ones in the regular spot, and then you put the... You hide... If you're going to do something like that, you hide them in... If you're sleeping with multiple people, and then... But you have a regular person, you know, that you're sleeping with... You put the extra condom somewhere else.
You don't do that.
I swear. You have to. Or you're going to get busted out.
Do you have condoms in your wallet?
No.
No, you don't.
I don't think so. No. I have a backpack. I keep, like, I have this one that stays in there forever.
It's probably expired. You should throw it away.
No, it's not expired.
Condoms expire.
Yeah. After, like, 3 years, I haven't even had the backpack for 3 years.
I just had to get rid of, like, so many expired condoms.
That's not
It's not a good sign. Like, obviously, I haven't been having enough sex when you have to get rid of, like, 50 condoms.
Oh, here's another thing, fellas. A little tip that women try to do.
Oh, great.
They try to put landmines in your house. And you know what the landmine is? The hair tie. The hair tie always ends up at your house. The little tiny black rubber band ones. They will be all over your house, fellas.
It's
so
true.
Look out for those things
because they
end up everywhere.
They do.
Yes.
You know what's so funny that you said that is that
I should start up a collection.
My ex in LA had a drawer of all my hair ties, and then my other ex, the one that I go to his cabin all the time, we dated 5 years ago. He still has my hair ties in his house, like so many of them. And it's not okay. You're calling it a landmine. Like I purposely was like, I'm going to leave hair ties all over John's house.
How do you forget about a hair tie?
Because I wear them when I wash my face, and then I get in bed and take it out, and I put it next to the bed.
Yeah.
So it's just my bedroom has hair ties all over it, so I'm always constantly picking up hair ties. So we're not doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
We like need them to wash our face and get ready for bed, but then we don't want to wear them.
If I put all the hair ties together, I can probably string them out from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Or you'd have one of those big rubber balls.
Yeah.
Right? Those like the with the rubber band.
Yeah.
Like a rubber band ball with all the rubber band balls. But you know what happened the first time? Remember LA guy that I always talk about?
Yeah.
The first time I dated him, the first time I slept with him, I went out with him. And I went back to his house. It was the first time we slept together after dating for a while.
All right.
I rolled my eyes at myself because it wasn't that long we were dating before I slept with him. But anyway, I was sleeping with him, and I go to his house, and I wake up in the morning, and next to the bed is a headband. Like, you know,
a headband
of another woman. Like, she was wearing a head. First of all, why is he dating a girl that wears a headband?
Yeah.
Like, Hillary Clinton was the last woman who wore headbands. But, you know, those plastic bands.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this isn't mine. Like, ew. It felt like this woman. And then I'm like looking at the sheets and I'm like, her underwear here. Like, you didn't notice that there was a big shiny headband on your other nightstand?
Yeah.
I thought that was a
And he still hung
I know. For years. It was stupid.
Wow.
Okay. So, next Sex and News story. Online test measures your romantic capability using text messages and emails.
Wait.
Okay. So the researchers at University of Texas have developed a test to measure the effectiveness of communication between two people. All you need to do is cut and paste a text conversation, series of instant messages, or some back and forth emails into the test, and it spits back a number ranging from 0.50 to 1.0. The closer your number is to 1.0, the most effectively you and your partner communicate. So basically, about looking at all these things you're coming up with.
This is just giving you guys another tool to overanalyze everything like you already do.
I like guys who
Here's a computer program to help you guys go even more insane.
Why do you think it's for men and women?
Men is not going to do that. Oh, I want to see how compatible I am with my girlfriend. No man is going
to
do that.
Well, I'm just saying it's a new thing.
That's
that
for women
to
go crazy.
I think you should just hire a private detective. That's all everyone should do. Figure it all out.
Oh, no. Why?
Because I'm pissed at all these men for cheating all the time. And let me tell you from personal experience, I mean, honestly, being a woman out there in the world, I can't tell you how many married men have over the years hit on me explicitly. Like, it's cool, no one will know, whatever. I mean, that's just me personally. So, and then you're hearing every day in the news about another guy cheating. That's what I'm saying. So we need all the help we can get to find compatible mates.
Well, what sucks is, like, you might not know. There might not be any signs that your significant other is a cheater. A lot of times you can tell too. They'll be a cheater.
Yeah.
You can tell. There's a lot of signs.
Especially like when my ex, the same ex who had the headband, he was the same one who my cell phone died one day and he said, just take my old BlackBerry, this is when I had a BlackBerry, and just go get this charge, just go put this in your name, whatever. It's my old one. So old meaning like it was old enough that he still had it during the time we were dating. So he leaves for work. This is when I was in L.A., and I turn on the phone because I'm about to take it to Verizon. And the idiot did not erase all the text messages and things on there. So it was still – he still had all these texts from when we were dating.
Oh, my God. And you start reading them.
So, of course, I did. I mean, it was like I sat down like a novel. Like, I grabbed my coffee, and I sat down with the phone. And it had a series of text messages from, like, this one week. I remember, like, then I was, like, cross-referencing my calendar to my thing, and I'm like – February 13th was the night that he said he didn't go out because I have the message here, but he was meeting, you know, Josie at a bar. That wasn't good. That's an idiot. Erase your cell phones, people. Okay, Cloud Girlfriend, the new dating site for liars and imposters, is a hit.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah? You know, you're always complaining about how there's too much honesty and candor in the dating scene and how you wish you could finally meet the one guy who's willing to mislead you into loving him? Well, your David Furman heard your grievances and has responded by launching Cloud Girlfriend, the new dating site that encourages users to employ fictitious names, bios, and profile pictures. I don't really get this. The trend-loving New York Times sounds kind of supportive when it notes that because users are expected to hide behind artifices, they can receive the emotional benefit of sweet talk without actually being in a relationship. So people are creating fake profiles and interacting with each other of, like, their alter ego or whoever they want to be and seeing if they connect. And they have the option to meet, but really they're all fantasy profiles. So your fantasy gut person, like whoever you want to be, who would you want to be? I don't know. Who would I want to be? I want to be myself. I don't need this. This is not – I'm not the target.
You know, but you don't really have to make a different persona, but it's also just giving you a girlfriend. That's what it's doing.
A virtual girlfriend.
Yeah.
It says Cloud Girlfriend is a hit and was from the start with 85,000 people having signed on for the site before it went live in late April. And now there's 100,000 anonymous people crafting fake profiles.
Wow.
But it's just, I guess it's gaming people or people who live in fantasy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like real connection. But I don't really, you know what I mean? But creating your own fake.
Well, I can see even people doing that if they just got out of a bad relationship and they want to make somebody jealous. Then they go to the cloudgirlfriend.com.
Right.
And say, I don't care. I'm with this new chick. I want to see it. I want to see what kind of girls are available.
Yeah, check it out.
Maybe I'll get a cloud girlfriend.
I think
at least she won't talk back to me.
There's always the cloud. Exactly. I saw your Facebook status update the other day. It was like, just don't talk or something.
I go, do you know what's hot? When you don't speak.
Right. And I was like, I was going to say something like, was that directed towards me? Because I'm always speaking when we're together. We just women, you just want us to shut the F up.
It was just me just being, trying to be funny.
Trying to be funny.
But I use
trying is the key word.
Trying? No, I actually being hilarious. No, the other one that I always use on the show, you heard me say it a million times, is that Wimmer, the Rubik's Cube of Life. A lot of people like that one, too. Like, I got a lot of people retweeting that.
Yeah, women are the Rubik's Cube, especially their clitorises and their bodies.
The clitoris. Let's don't even get started on that.
Not yet. We will. Okay, could Viagra make you deaf? According to the Telegraph...
I thought it was already make me blind.
Exactly, but it might make you deaf. But that's masturbation that can make you blind, but not really. That's a myth.
Nobody really said that.
Oh, that Viagra can make you blind?
Yeah.
47 men have reported cases of sensorineural hearing loss.
Okay.
Neural. So, yeah, hearing loss. The rapid loss of hearing in one or both ears. Allegedly linked to Viagra are other erection-enhancing drugs like Cialis or Levitra. So far, users in Britain, America, East Asia, and Australia have reported hearing loss claims. So doctors from British hospitals are so alarmed that they've called for an investigation. Like many of the potential unwanted side effects of the pills, like headaches, blurred vision, and lumpy pants, now it can make you deaf. That's not a good sign. All these people taking Viagra. I mean, it's whatever. It's how many cases, mm-hmm. but 47 men, that's not good.
That is not good.
I mean, you're like, oh, my God, I got a boner, and I can't hear anything.
So how do you...
It's not really great.
How do you go give Viagra these days?
Doctor.
Yeah, but you just tell the doctor to say, hey, I want it. You don't even...
Or online.
You can't even have any, like, symptoms or anything like that?
Well, I mean, if you have problems, if you go to your doctor and you're like, I'm having problems getting an erection, they would subscribe it to you. They'll subscribe anything these days.
So how long did your wiener...
I think a few hours.
A few hours?
On the person. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could
so
go...
So can you have sex for, like, a few hours?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you can sometimes re-go. What's
re-go?
Start again.
But you go, you
can have an erection, you can ejaculate, and then you
ejaculate.
You're still hard.
And you're still hard.
Yeah.
And then,
sometimes. It depends who you are, how old you are, what your physical condition is. Yeah. But sometimes, the point is that you get hard. It takes, a while to kick in. You get hard, and you can stay hard. And you can sometimes, if you're able to, you can ejaculate, and then again. Or you just stay hard for a really long time, and then you ejaculate.
Really?
Yeah. You've never tried it?
I told you that one time I did, but I tried like a half a pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened again? I don't remember. Did you get an erection?
Yeah, I got an erection.
Was it different? Like, it's harder, I think.
Yeah.
You look at me, I'm like, it's harder.
It's harder. I should get more.
I think it is. One time I tried it, and it was fun.
Okay.
With a guy. I mean, we tried it. I tried it. Women aren't supposed to really miss it. But it can have some benefits for women, but not really. Women, don't talk to your doctor first. Okay, vajazzling is now possible for penises, too. Do you remember vajazzling? It's when people put little diamonds on their vagina. Mm-hmm. As you might have guessed, but hoped it wasn't true, the line of stick-on crystals just for men is called a P-jazzle. Now, you might have also guessed that this is mostly a wacky publicity stunt for the makers of vajazzle stick-on glitter tattoos for the upper vagina area. But apparently this move was actually based on demand, as vajazzle salons in England report that up to 40% of clients are male. So pejazzle, so you can get your penis pejazzled. Okay, so you don't want to get waxed again. Do you want to get pejazzled?
Pejazzled?
Yeah, it includes, you can get iron cross, the designs include iron cross or red lips. So there are a lot of questions to ask here, but mine is this. If a couple gets lips pejazzled and pejazzled respectively above their business, does this mean that when they do it, the crystal mouths will be kissing?
Wow.
Anyway, it's basically just women get these stickers and then I guess men do it too. If I was with a man and he's like, I pejazzled right in it, baby, I think I'd be like...
That's just above the penis, though?
Yeah, it's like in their pubic hair area.
I think it'd be fun if they did my balls, though. Like, if I had silver balls.
Babazzle your balls?
Yeah.
Pejazzle?
Ball basil.
Ball basil. Do you want... Would you...
I would do ball basil.
I'll get you some ball basils.
Yeah.
But you have to take a picture of it and put it on the interweb.
Oh, no.
Then you wouldn't do that?
That's negative.
But who are these men? If you're a man who's vajazzled, but I guess why not? I mean, people pierce their ears, they want to decorate down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. You're not going to rush out and do it.
No.
Okay. Men are more likely to take nude photos, says Playboy.
Men are most likely to take nude photos of themselves?
And send them. That's what it says. About a quarter of all Americans have been photographed or filmed naked. How, really? A quarter of all Americans have been photographed or filmed naked? I guess I have, sort of. I mean, I did those photos a few years ago. You couldn't really see anything, but I was kind of naked. The other 75% are either really shy or total liars. These stats come via a poll from Playboy, the leading authority of all things scantily clad, and men, as it turns out, are slightly more likely to pose in the buff, with 27% admitting to being photographed nude and 15% admitted to filming themselves having sex. These numbers are compared with 23% and 9% of women, respectively. What do you
okay,
about
you're
that?
Talking about photographs.
Yeah, photographs or video or anything. They've been in the news.
Okay, yeah, video, yeah, but no photographs.
You made sex videos, right?
Yeah, but I hold on to them. I don't let anybody have them.
Yeah, until someone breaks in your apartment.
No, that ain't going to happen.
How many do you have again?
A couple.
Like five? Five different women?
Nah, I don't know.
Do you watch them? Answer.
I believe I have four.
Four different women have let you film them.
And they wanted to do
it. I guess you're
it.
Like an AV guy.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I just got this new camera.
Do you want? Is you it the camera it you're going to lend me?
Yeah.
Really?
No, no. Is it? No.
Okay.
It
you're going to give to me. Or let me borrow for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
So did you ever, when you made these sex tapes with people, did you go back and watch them?
Yeah.
And
of
do
course.
You still? With
do
the
I,
person or without the person?
Without the person, of course. Really? I can't watch porno with anybody.
Is it hot?
Is
Was it
porno?
Hot to watch yourself?
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I wanted to check. I'm really weird. You know, make sure the angles were right. Maybe there's some editing that needs to be done.
for next time, you want to make sure the angles are right?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just weird.
Can I watch your sex videos? I feel like we're so close.
If you want.
I don't know if I want to.
I think I let...
I
let my
I
buddy.
Want to know
I let
that
my.
I can. I want to know that I can.
I let my buddy watch this chick for like 30 seconds give me a blowjob. But
you
that
did?
Was it. Yeah, but he couldn't even see who it was.
Uh huh. Well, I guess you called me having sex, and I heard a woman giving you a blowjob.
Yeah. So you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
You do a
That's
sex show.
Still my
what,
favorite
what do you expect?
One. Yeah, I don't. You're the first friend who's ever called me actually having intercourse.
I know. See, your friends make up stories, and I bring you the real. Deal, don't I?
Like, yeah, I mean...
They make
anyone,
it sound better than it is.
I
let you judge for yourself.
Can I retell my favorite meta story in case someone missed it? So it was Saturday night, and I know I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but if you missed this episode and you want to know what I'm talking about, it was Saturday night. I had no plans, so it made me feel even worse that Menace was getting laid, and I wasn't. But I'm driving along, and my phone rings, and it's Menace, like 11 o'clock Saturday night. So, of course, I pick up, because I always pick up for Menace. I'm like, hi. And he's like, guess what? I'm having sex right now. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, listen. And then he goes, well, here she is. And then some girl gets on the phone, and she's like, yeah, we're having sex right now. I'm like, okay. And then I was like listening for a while. Like I could hear you having sex, and then I just hung up because I realized I was listening to you having sex.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And you didn't even remember, I think, that you called me.
I think I remembered a little bit, but I don't remember. I don't even remember getting off the phone, though.
No, I don't think you did. I think I got off the phone, honey, because I was done.
I am a weekend warrior. I'll work all week till I die, and then when it's the weekend, then it's on, you know? it's
apparently,
on.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I've got for sex in the news.
Good. You got emails?
We do have emails, Menace.
Yes, my favorite.
I know.
I like hearing from the people. I like hearing what the people like. So now you can interact also on sexwithemily.com, and you can reply to emails on there. So if you want to see it in text.
Yeah, we actually have answer on the new website. I've answered some emails, and I will be answering more, especially if you become a member of Sex with Emily. You can put your
priority.
Emails at the top.
Yeah.
You'll be prioritized. Okay, dear Emily, I love listening to your show, especially while I'm running. I know you guys have talked a lot about female orgasms, but I've had an ongoing issue that I don't know if you've addressed. Well, I can get to orgasm pretty consistently alone or with my partner. It only works if my mind is completely engaged in some kind of elaborate fantasy situation. I have to imagine an over-the-top kind of sexy situation, even if I'm totally into the guy I'm with and we are doing something really hot. I've even lived out some of those crazy sexual fantasies that I think about. But even those situations, I had to mentally picture something else in order to orgasm. I feel bad for two reasons. Number one, that I'm not entirely present in the moment. And two, that if he knew that my mind was elsewhere, he'd probably feel bad too. I know that other women friends orgasm by being totally in the moment or having a blank mind, or at least that's what they tell me. I would love to be able to just concentrate on what I am feeling instead of having to use my imagination. Is this a common problem? Do you have any ideas of how to orgasm without mental stimulation? Thank you, Catherine from Ohio. Catherine,
Ohio.
Love Ohio. Midwestern stock.
They have some beautiful women in Ohio lately I've been seeing online.
Where? Online.
Just like
posing?
No, just like on Instagram. They're just like hot, trendy girls.
Oh, yeah. Ohio.
And they're from Ohio.
My neighboring state from Michigan. Yeah, we're all good hot people in the Midwest.
Yeah. I was like, what? Why aren't you here in San Francisco?
Eventually. Yeah. So here's the thing, Catherine, this is a great, so basically what she's saying is that she needs to fantasize when she's having sex, intercourse with someone to make herself orgasm. And that's, first of all, really, really common. So when you say, is this a common problem, Catherine, I wouldn't say that you have a problem. Not a problem at all that you need to fantasize about something else. Men do it all the time when they're having sex, right?
Yeah.
Don't you ever fantasize about other women when you're with someone?
Yeah,
sometimes?
When you want to last longer, you fantasize about unattractive.
Baseball? Oh, unattractive women?
Like
really?
The worst.
But it's okay if that's – at least you can get to orgasm, Catherine. So, number one, good for you. And number two, I mean, this is how you're trained. So much about sex is how we are so used to having sex like the same way all the time. So we all orgasm the same way most of the time. But it's a matter of retraining yourself. So when your friends say they're in the moment, you could try when you're masturbating alone, because I'm sure when you masturbate alone, you pretty much need to do the same thing. So you could really try like being in the moment and focusing on your body and how it feels. And start to train your brain to think of different things during sex and to feel your body and to breathe. Breathing is very important. And to just get into the moment, just like all your friends are saying. But it's not going to happen the first time because for years you've probably been having sex the same way. And I don't think that you should feel guilty or bad at all because I'm sure you're still with this person. But it's okay that you need to be thinking about something else to masturbate. So it's not a problem. But like what I'm saying is that it's just like women who are used to orgasming only with vibrators and they want to be able to have sex without using a vibrator. You just need to practice. You need to like, okay, I'm just going to train my mind. It's like meditation practice, like training your mind just to focus on your bodily sensations. Like what am I feeling right now? And you can retrain yourself to orgasm without the mental stimulation. But again, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't know, would you be bummed, Menace, if a woman was like, I'm thinking about another situation while I have an orgasm?
I don't think she needs to tell me that.
Exactly. Catherine, don't tell him. I know you feel bad, but don't tell him. And there's no problem with it. But yeah, you wouldn't be psyched. Just like, I know that men aren't thinking about me. I mean, okay. So in my mind, I like to think that if a guy's with me, like he's totally into it and he's thinking about me the whole time.
Yeah.
But I understand that sometimes, you know, maybe men's mind go elsewhere.
They wander. Yeah.
They wander to other situations. So, Catherine, I would say that it's possible to train your mind, but don't do anything wrong.
I wonder who Arnold Schwarzenegger was thinking about when he was having sex with his...
with his housekeeper?
Yeah, because obviously he wasn't...
it makes no sense to me at all, the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But the new chick that just came out, the one that was the actress on Little House on the Prairie, and I'm sorry I can't remember her name right now, she says that she knows of at least 12 other women. It's like, is there a pact? Is there like an email group list that they keep in communication with each other?
Well, I think there was all the women that surfaced when Arnold was running for governor, and then they shut that down. Clearly he paid some of them or whatever. And then I think it's probably more than 12. I mean, yeah. I don't know how they all get in touch, but it's all been like in the press. You keep hearing stuff every day. Right. Yeah. Is there an email chain? Is there a, do they all have their own?
I don't know, but I live on TMZ.com.
I should go there more.
You should go there and you should use your goddamn television.
I know.
You texted me. What time did you text me?
9:30.
Like 9:30. Don't you know that I'm in bed by then?
Yeah, I figured, but I thought maybe you'd be awake.
No, never.
What time do you go to bed every night?
I was in bed by like 7:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because you have to get up at 4.
Discipline. Discipline.
I don't
Emily.
Like that. I have no discipline. I stay up very late every night working.
I wish I could do that, but I can't.
But I was like, oh, I'm eating dinner now. It was 9 o'clock. I was eating dinner, and I was like, I'm going to go watch TV. And then I didn't.
You couldn't figure out how to turn it on, or you just didn't do it?
I didn't even try.
At least have it on in the background because there's like stuff that can just play and we can talk about it.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
I know.
Talk about it. And we'll go to the
movie
so we can talk about hanging out.
Yes. Okay, good. Maybe this weekend or if I don't go to the cabin.
The cabin.
I don't know if I'm going to go.
All right.
Okay, it's a maybe. Okay, Emily, love the show. I'm planning a trip through California at the end of May. I'm looking for a few suggestions on where to head to find singles in San Francisco. Keep in mind I'm in my early 30s. Also, what do you think about sex toys for men? What's your thoughts on sleeves or fake vaginas? P.S. The Kegel Camp app is great. My question, how long do you need to use it to see improvements? Signed, Tom. Hey, Tom. Okay. End of May, single people in their early 30s. Menace, where would you find people like that? And I'm trying to think where you would find people hanging out. South of Market, in the Mission? Mission District? It depends what you're into.
Yeah, I mean, you can find people. It doesn't matter. Just go outside. Just don't be stuck in the house.
Yeah, just go outside and and look for people. But I'm trying to think where people hang out in San Francisco, and they kind of are everywhere. It's more people here than anywhere. No one's married.
I think this is where people mess up. They wait till nighttime in a loud bar, where you can't hear anything, and when you're trying to talk to somebody, you should walk around San Francisco during the day when it's sunny outside. There are so many beautiful women.
Yeah, right here
women,
in the financial district or
so many
market.
Beautiful women. And take public transit. Because then you'll get stuck in close situations, and then you can just strike up a conversation.
Right.
Don't be a weirdo.
And I would also say, don't be weird about it, but I would also say, yeah, just come to San Francisco and do all the amazing things the city has to offer, and you're likely to meet someone.
Yeah. Don't
trip on it.
Yeah,
like, there's no, like, hot single bar, I don't think, that you want to go to. Okay.
You don't want to go to a bar to meet somebody.
No. Although I have, typically. I've met people in bars.
Nah.
Whatever.
No
okay.
one cool. But I actually just did a commercial recently where I said where I met my favorite ex-girlfriend was at the laundromat.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. A lot of people meet at the laundromat. That's a very
and
common
my
place.
My buddy met his wife at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, I think those are good places to meet people.
They say that you meet people in your day-to-day things or through friends, mutual friends fix them up. But usually it's just the day-to-day, whatever. I've met guys at coffee shops. I've met men at parties. A lot of times I meet people through mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, no one.
And here's a tip. It's too much work to try to find somebody at a bar or a nightclub because you're already out in the scene. And then you have to set up another situation where you go out and do something. If you meet somebody during the day, right, that's already taking care of one situation where you learn to, communicate with each other. And then so when you go out, then you have even a better time, and that's already on situation two. By situation three, you're having sex.
You think, if you're that lucky?
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
Is that what it works?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Menace. Thanks for that. And sex toys for men. I think sex toys for men are awesome. A lot of men, the most popular one is the masturbation sleeve. I've tried to give one to Menace before, but he shunned it. And it's just, yes, it can be, it feels like maybe it's supposed to feel like a fake vagina, but the sleeve is like, it's like your friend during masturbation. And it goes back and forth, and it can feel, and it has inside, it has these little nubby things that is like an extra sensation on your penis. And I think you should go to adamandeve.com right now and buy one and see if you like it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. My thoughts are, they're great. My thoughts are, thank God they're sex toys for men.
One of the coolest things I have heard is that thing that you watch porno and... I mean, I might be afraid to attach something to my penis, but it's like doing things to your penis while you're watching the porno.
What do you mean?
It's like having sex with you while you're watching.
Oh, there's toys
like
that?
I think it's coming out of Japan. Everything good comes out of Japan.
That's why you want to go to Japan, so you can have sex with a virtual thing?
No, that's not why I want to go. I want to go there for the food.
And the girls.
And the fashion.
No, you're not into Japanese, right? Right, the fashion. I want to go,
no,
too.
No, I love Japanese women. Oh. They're beautiful.
Right.
Okay. Half Japanese, half white.
Sign you up.
Like the... Some of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Totally, Menace. It's good to know what you like. Okay, dear Emily, a few comments. This is interesting. Your show sounds great in the new Stitcher studio.
Really?
Some people have said it doesn't sound so good. We need to say that our sound might be a little weird right now.
Yeah, sometimes.
But I'm glad it sounds great.
Yeah, I have everything adjusted. This is what, I don't know, our seventh or eighth show in here.
Yeah.
So we're getting it down. And then, you know what? Do you know what's even cooler? I was just thinking about this while you were talking. These are the things I think about, you know, not sex, just technical stuff, is we have this video.
During sex, do you think about technical stuff?
Yeah. We have this video of you now. Now there's going to be, on top of an audio podcast, a video podcast.
Right, exactly.
Right?
It's video.
And there's so many cool things that you can do with video podcasts.
Like what? Because right now I'm not doing anything cool.
Yeah. I have Apple. I have Apple.
I'm just being cool.
I have Apple TV, which costs like $100. I mean, if you have an extra $100, you should definitely pick it up. Because Apple TV, you can download podcasts and video podcasts to your computer, and wirelessly it'll go to your television.
So how come you didn't buy that?
The Apple TV? Because you don't really have – it's not really necessary. And for you, at least, because how many podcasts do you download?
No.
I'm not to call you out or anything, but so ask technical questions because I'm going to tell you an answer. Anyways, so now there's a video of you, and then people can put it on their big screen TV and
you can watch
it.
Yeah, and soon you'll be able to see Menace too. But right now you can see me. Not that it's not because Menace isn't cute. It's just because we have one camera. But the more you subscribe, we'll be able to make the show even better because then we'll have more resources to. Buy more cameras.
Yeah. Ideally, the video podcast will look like a television show.
Exactly.
Where everything goes back and forth.
Right.
But right now, you can just masturbate to
Emily, to me.
Videos of Emily.
I don't think that that's very masturbatorily good episodes right now. If you want to masturbate to me, that's cool. Number two, oh my God, Menace is so right. Sarah Jessica Parker is hideous.
God damn right. See?
I think she's adorable.
You can set up polls on your new, right?
It's yeah, coming out. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be polls. Go to sexwithemily.com.
Yeah, sexwithemily.com. Is Sarah Jessica Parker hot? And then it'll say 99.9% will say no. And then the only one vote will be you'll say she's hot.
Do you think
she's
not hot. I think women think she's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, women think she's hot. Oh, she's so fashionable and cute. No men. Who's the men that you know that think she's hot?
I don't. I've never taken a poll. You're right. That'll be my first poll. Yeah. Okay, number three, which I
love. Oh, my God. Okay, what? I got so much crap for some women just because they think, oh, because I work in the media that I can't be funny, and if I'm reporting on news, I have to be serious. And
you're
so
only, like, jokey and
yeah,
funny.
Yeah,
okay?
It's so bad, but I go, breaking news, Sarah Jessica Parker has herpes, right? And I go, here's the link for all the information. And you click on it, and it's a story about how there's a herpes outbreak with horses.
And the picture looks like Sarah.
No, it's just this.
That's not nice. And it's so funny.
It just, people thought it was hilarious, but some people, like, they weren't even bashing that I was calling, that I said that she looked like a horse.
Because
there is websites that there's the reason I did that because there's websites dedicated, which I didn't make. Don't call me mean. That are dedicated. That says there's just a Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse, and then they take pictures of her and horses that they look the same. See, you're smiling.
I'm smiling.
I think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny. I'm never going to that website.
Yeah, you are. You're gonna get on it after the show.
Do you mind if I be number three?
Go for it.
You're kinda, no, what were you gonna say?
No,
about
I'm
Sarah
just saying
Parker?
That. People weren't even mad that I said that. They were just mad that it wasn't a real news story.
like, I really want to know that she had herpes. That would make me feel so much better about my own herpes itch.
I was like, that's mean right there.
Yeah, that is mean.
And I go, look, I don't work for CNN.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and if you think Menace does work for CNN and
you're
that,
out
you're
out
trying
mind.
To make the news, you're out of your mind. Change the channel. Okay, M, this is number three. I love undressing my woman. It's like unwrapping a present. Don't know what's wrong with those West Coast guys. I actually left the lingerie on extra long while feeling and kissing all around it. It drove her crazy. Thanks for the tip, Dave. So I talked a few weeks ago about men slowly undressing women. Leave her bra and panties on a little bit longer. Like, I don't know about – I know that it feels amazing to be touched, like, over my underwear or over my bra and panties or just, like, the whole – slowing it down thing, the whole undressing thing. So Dave did it, and it drove her crazy. So I am not wrong in my tips. I am actually right. Men just might have made fun of me, but men slowed down undressing her.
I didn't make fun of you about undressing.
Didn't?
No, you think I make fun of you on everything. I didn't say that.
Okay, good.
At least I don't think I did.
And I love when people write in the tips work because that just makes – because all I care about is for people – like my whole purpose in the world of life is that people have really good sex. People have better sex. People improve their sex life. That is the point of the show. So when someone like Dave writes and he's like, it worked, it makes me – I'm so happy. I could die right now.
And what's,
Dave drove her crazy.
If people want to email in if they're new.
feedback@sexwithemily.com. How are we doing on we still got some lubrication tips.
Yeah, we have a few more minutes.
Okay. Well, I can do this email's kind of long. I'm going to save that one for tomorrow. I'll save these. I'll go into some lubrication tips.
Okay.
Okay. So lube tips.
All right.
I love lube.
You're a big lube fan?
I think that lube. Okay, so a study came out that said for the women in the study who were asked to change up their sex lives for 5 weeks, ratings of sexual pleasure and sexual satisfaction were significantly higher when a water-based lubricant or silicone-based lubricant was used compared to sex without a lubricant. So a lot of people think that lube, like I think a lot of people started with KY jelly like when they were younger, right? Not the thing you're now. You can use, KY has a million different kinds of lubes. But lubes can actually enhance your sex life. It makes, even if you're already naturally wet, it's great to add lube sometimes. It feels really, really good, obviously for the women who are saying here that it feels good. So let's talk about the different kinds of lubes, okay? There's water-based lubes, lubricants, and they're generally considered more user-friendly and all-purpose of the three types. They don't deteriorate latex. They're safe to use with condoms, dams, dental dams, diaphragms, and other latex safer sex products. For most people, water-based lubes are non-irritating user-friendly, and easy to clean up because they're not sticky at all. A number of these lubes also contain glycerin, however, which may cause yeast infections in some women. So you think water-based are like the safest? You could still get a yeast infection from the glycerin, so you have to be careful. They also dry out quickly, so you have to keep reapplying them. Okay, then there's oil-based lubes.
Mm-hmm.
These are bad, okay? Don't use oil-based lubes. This is like Vaseline or lotion, like just your regular lotion that you use to like put on your body after you get out of the shower. You probably don't do that, but I do.
Yeah.
That's not good because they break down the latex. So if you use them with a condom, it breaks down latex. They can also leave a coating on the vagina or rectum that can lead to infections. So don't use Vaseline. But males who are masturbating alone, they can use oil-based lubes as a way to avoid chafing. So menace, you're good with your Vaseline.
Okay, good.
But not during sex. Okay, silicone-based lubes are the newest on the market, and like water-based lubes, they're safe to use with condoms and other latex products, but they last longer. So silicone lubes are really cool because they can use in the water without being washed off. However, this means they're harder to clean up after because you still have like little stickiness, so you have to use soap and water. If you're using it with sex toys, you may want to use caution since it can cause damage to the toy, so using a condom over the toy. Within these broader categories, you can find more specific kinds. Like there's flavored lubes, and there's oral sex lubes, and there's different stuff. But basically, the big ones that you're going to find when you go to store are water-based lubes or silicone-based lubes. I personally have changed to silicone-based lubes in recent years just because I wanted to try them out. But I'm going to give you guys some recommendations. You can go to adamandeve.com again. Use coupon code Emily. There's ID Juicy Lubes. This is the water-based lubes that I recommend. There's ID Juicy Lubes, AstroGlide. There's a 5-ounce one. And then there's Adam and Eve's Personal Lube, which is great. And then that's water-based. And then for silicone lube, there's Adam and Eve's Signature Lube, which is awesome. I have it. They sent it to me. And it's in a big pump. Like, here's the thing that I love about it. It comes in a pump.
Yeah.
Their lube. And then you don't have to, like, during sex, you don't want to be like, excuse me, while I unscrew the cap and then squeeze out the lube.
Yeah, because then the cap gets all messy, too.
Yeah, the cap's messy and gross. But if you can just pump lube, and then, and like, I love to have a lot of lube, so you can just keep pumping and pumping, and like, it's a big jar. So that's what I recommend. Those are your, like, lube tips.
Sweet.
Yeah. Do you ever use lube?
Used to.
Not really anymore. Yeah. You should. It's women, the study came out that women, and their whole studies, it made them feel better. And men, it feels good for men, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you have to reapply throughout, but, you know, all that stuff. So that's lube. That's what we got for you today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we have to get on a conference call. We got to get this new website up.
I know. The new website's up. Everyone, stay tuned to sexwithemily.com. You can also sign up for our mailing list on Sex with Emily if you want to be notified when everything's changing, or Facebook page. You can find Menace at whitemenace.com.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEmily20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.